What's up, boys and girls? This is Jeffrey at Jeffrey TV, coming to you live on Memorex. On a very hot and probably humid Friday in the most precious place for me on the planet. Place where I was born and raised, and I like to think that since I was born in June, that I'm a summer person, and I really am. I enjoy the heat and the humidity of summer. And with my birthday being 2 days away, you know, kind of coincidentally fits into my hypothesis. I think people born in the summer like summer, people born in the winter like winter. No evidence to support it. But today is my last day here. I've been here for 2 weeks. It's been a very, very good 2 weeks. Very, very good 2 weeks. As I say, me and my daughter did well. We aren't the most person people on the planet. We both have no problems being left alone and being alone. We both enjoy our spaces immensely. But I did good. There was a couple moments where, through no fault of anyone else, in fact, I had plenty of space. I had plenty of alone time. And just a couple of moments where I was like, I'm ready to go home. I'm ready to get into my space. Get into, you know, my sanctuary, my domain. Because it's nothing like being in your own. I was thinking, too, my birthday's coming up. Sunday, or whatever. And I was thinking, I can basically do whatever I wanted to do. Whatever I wanted to go do or whatever, I could have done it. Whatever. I mean, anywhere on the planet, I could have made it happen. I got the resource, capability, and experience to know how to strategically just plan just about anything I wanted to do. And I was thinking, well, what would you want to do? Where would you want to go? Well, what if I can get P-Funk to play on my birthday? That would be cool, huh? Did that last year. Not that I got him to play on my birthday, but they played on my birthday last year. After I flew back from Europe, I didn't even go home. I flew back from Europe, flew right to Florida to a P-Funk concert on my birthday. I'm like, what else is there? So I'm like sitting around thinking, what is it that you want to do? I can't think of nothing. The only thing I'm thinking about now that I want to do is be in my apartment. Of course, there'll probably be foods and a special feast or this or that. But basically, on my birthday, I definitely drop out. Can't work. I mean, I'm obnoxious already and not used to compromising or doing things. But on my birthday, it just goes, it spirals. It's just uncontrollable. My birthday, forget it. I'm not doing nothing. Only what I want to do. People say you do that every day. On my birthday, it's increased exponentially. So I can't work. No sense of me working. My attitude is not going to be there. Somebody's going to ask me to do something or anything. And I love my job. Best job in the world. Got my performance review for the year. Best job in the world. By far. But even so, on my birthday, I'm not catering to anyone. I'm not catering to anyone, and that means, say, like, if it's your birthday and they throw you a party, you're obligated. I don't even want that. I drop off the mat. I don't want people calling me, expecting me to say hi, talking, nothing. I used to go to Venice Beach and do it. Just hang out there and just sit on the beach and eat pizza. The whole idea just, you know, that separation from life or everyday life or whatever. I was thinking about tandem jumping. You know, that would be fun on my birthday. I was thinking about doing that. And I still want to do that. Maybe not on my birthday. I don't know if I'm tired. I'm Barbie tired right now. My sleep patterns, sleep cycles are twisted. I think I woke up today at like 8 a.m. Woke up today at like 8:20 or something like that. That's 5 o'clock in the morning in California. Airplane. Departs at 5:45 a.m. tomorrow. Yeah, be at the airport. Gotta leave for the airport at 2 a.m. I get off work at 11. Do the math. And the way I did it this time, I didn't rent a car for the whole trip. I didn't need it. Like I said, this was the best trip, probably because I'm in a better place. My energy is better. I'm clearer, cleaner, as far as vibration and all that, whatever that means. And it may not mean anything, but I think you understand. Just it's the cleaner vibration, the cleaner operating or whatever. I changed my diet and habits. Weight is down. Weight is staying just under 200. And it should be going lower, but I'm indulging at night. After I get off work, I eat. It is good. And I can't wait to check my blood pressure. Because I'm eating salty foods. Not that I'm adding salt to my food, but eating food with salt in it. Probably some more processed foods than I had then. But I woke up this morning. Mr. Scale told me 197.6, which is about, you know, which is about right for this time period. Whereas on a Friday, I usually should be down like 193, 195 or something like that. you know, during the work week, I have better discipline. So I was like, well, what would you most want to do? See, people don't come to my birthday. That would be cool. You did that last year. I was like, damn, Jeffrey. Even that one made me go, damn. What else is there? Thinking about getting a drone. That means I would actually have to put it together, learn it, and work it on my birthday. The way I'm feeling right now, I'm not sure I want to even do that. Just want to do nothing. I land at LAX at like 7:30. There'll be no check bags. I could be home, unpacked, in my apartment by about 10 o'clock. And that's giving myself a nice little buffer. Catch the flyaway, catch your Uber, get home. Going, flying west, I don't think there's a tailwind. So we probably won't arrive there early. But 7:35 in the morning is good. I have all day Saturday. Kind of, you know, prep for Sunday. I was even thinking about taking my day off. But that's just indulging in the fantasy of it. I don't need to do that. Brought my food chopper with me. Love my food chopper. What I'm doing now with the food chopper is I'm chopping up vegetables, frozen vegetables. No sodium in them. They're frozen. No additives, because they're frozen. And I'm not adding like breads or fillers or crackers or some kind of, I don't know if it's a carbohydrate, I don't know. You know, like a bread or something to give it like a comfort feeling. Like bread or some kind of, I don't know what to call it. I do use potatoes every now and then and eggs, meat. But I found some no salt bread that I put a slice in it just to give it that consistency, because I didn't want it to be like all vegetable. I wanted to have some kind of, you know, I don't know, comforty food. I don't know what the word is. I wanted to have some of that and not just be all vegetables. But I'm getting used to just eating the chopped up vegetables, put some cottage cheese in it, maybe some cheese. Been eating my daughter gets the shredded cheese. It's processed, so I'm not sure if I like that. I mean, I would go from that. And I put cheese I get, I put it in the food chopper, chop it up, make my own grated cheese. I buy like a brick, the extra sharp cheddar, chop up pieces, put it in the food chopper, and go from there. So I'm doing pretty good. But at night, got a house full of food. House full of my goodies. Got a whole bag of circuit speedness I ain't even opened up yet. I might not. Throw them in the suitcase. Throw them in my carry-on. Came back here, threw some clothes away today. I'm on a 36-inch waist pants kick. So everything pretty much extra large with 38 waist I'm getting rid of just because I'm anal like that. Nothing wrong with the pants or anything. I just, you know, I tell myself I don't like the way they fit. So then I got, I'm still buying clothes. I bought all these clothes, You know, because they're so cheap and on sale. Came back here, went to Walmart, grabbed a medium-sized, you know, t-shirt, medium-sized t-shirt. Two pairs of jeans, they was $13 a piece. $36.32. Just leave them here. And it should be, like my daughter says, I should have enough clothes here, but I shouldn't have to bring any. And I think I'm getting close to that because I wear the same ones all the time anyway. I have my walking clothes that I have on now. Because if you notice, all the videos, I'm wearing the same clothes. I go home and shower, and I put on my work clothes. Same set of pants, same pair of pants, and t-shirt. T-shirts, medium size that I bought from Walmart when I was here. They say Ohio on them, so I might want to take them back with me. I don't know, I want to figure out how I want to handle that. But, you know, it's all good. Leave clothes here and don't have to carry it back and forth. Not that I need them at home. Got an overabundance of clothes. Well, overabundance is a strong word, but you know what I mean. Most precious place on the planet, people. Just walking down here. That's the plaza that Amer's Hobby Shop was in. That's the plaza that Amer's Hobby Shop was in. I used to ride my bike up here from Dewey Street. I remember those signs, where that sign is. Same, I think that's the same sign from the 70s, but it's a different, you know, marquee. Most precious place. Youngstown, Ohio. The weather, humidity, the trees, the grass, even the tap water, people. Even the freaking tap water. Pizza back here, food back here, and it's like right now it's hot. It's hot. Down here in California, it's gray, overcast, like 70 degrees. But it's sunny here and it's hot, but it feels good. My skin is better in this weather. I don't gotta moisturize as much. It's like my body is of this. That's what I like to tell myself. At night, sit on the porch, just so comfortable. Just so comfortable. It's just so comfortable to me, and I'm walking and I'm sweating. It feels good. Definitely feel the humidity. My daughter just texted me, let me know if you get too hot. Because it is hot out here. And we were just having a discussion about water. I was saying, me and granddaughter was doing this 4.5 miles. And my cousin was like, did y'all take water? No, we didn't. I said, yeah, actually. Daughter, Kimberly, did give us water to take in a sippy cup. I'm like, we don't need no water. I walk without water all the time. I start clowning around. I be seeing people out of California jogging with water bottles bigger than them. Be carrying 3 gallons of water just to jog 20 feet. In their LBGT t-shirts, rainbow style, and BLM headbands. I could have left that out, huh? I could have left that out. In Crocs. Wearing Crocs. I could have, no, they don't. They take jogging very seriously out there. But still wanted to get the joke in. Ooh, the shade. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh, this is where, coming up here with granddaughter. We always have to go over this in the stroller. Oh, and it'd be all bumpy. Oh, I'm gonna miss it. And I was thinking too, I am a people person. I was thinking to myself that I am a people person. WRTA is free here. That was the bus. WRTA is free. That's the 8 market. I be seeing that bus. That bus be running every 10 minutes up and down the street. I see it a lot. But my daughter just said, let me tell her, let her know if it gets too hot. And I'll do that. I'll let her do that. What was I saying? Oh yeah, me and Greta. I think I'm a people person, but I might not be a person. You know, I like people as a whole, as an aggregate. I like crowds, but I'm not too big on personal relationships. The responsibility of personal relationship. You gotta compromise. Relationships are about compromising. And at my age and what I've been through and my ego, and ain't my fault if I'm spoiled. I can't compromise that much no more. I don't see the need. Seems like the only reason, well, one of the reasons you would compromise is to a barter to get something that you want. And earlier in this conversation, you know, I talked about not even being able to figure out what I wanted to do on my birthday. You know, not so much that I've done it all already, but something like that. I don't want for much. So there's no reason for me to say, okay, I'll do this if you do that. These kids up there have been walking just as far as I have. Just about. They've been hanging in. I wonder if they're walking to Dairy Queen. They asked us, better not be walking to Dairy Queen. Walked all the way up the street. 2 miles. They better be going in there to put in job applications. They better be going in there. Can you see them? They better be going in there to put in job applications. And not to buy no ice cream at 11 a.m. or whatever time it is. Because it did say now hiring. I was taking pictures of granddaughter next to the now hiring signs and sending them to my daughter and ex-wife. Chat. You're never too young. You're never too young. Yeah, granddaughter or something. She's smart. She's very smart. And I was saying she being a terrorist. She is a terrorist to her grandmother, my ex-wife, and to her mother. And I told Terry, I said, it's good that she can be emotionally expressive and free like that with you. I'm not going to have it. I'm not going to have it. As my daughter said yesterday, I've established my authority, or whatever, however she put it, my role of authority between me and granddaughter. It's like there's certain things that, you know, I'm not that kind of person anyway, like being a people person, not a person person. You know, they'd be like, kiss her, hug her. Did you kiss her feet? Literally. They'd be like, ain't she the cutest baby you ever seen? I'm like, I don't really think in those terms. I think of in capability and ability and comprehension and stuff like that and getting stuff done. I don't think of cuteness. I don't know if cuteness is a virtue or anything you want, but that's not the point. But I tell them, you know, because I can see how different they treat, she treats her mother and grandmother. And it's the same way that the child, my sister's daughter, would interact with my mother. And I was like, oh, she's much more comfortable with you than she is with me. And I thought about it. And that's probably kind of what I want. You know, have a almost a professional distance. Not a professional, I don't know what the word is, but have a, you know, a distance. I don't mind being that role. You know, I don't want them to look at me as that. And when granddaughter comes, she's different. She's different when it's just me and her. That, you know, this attitude. I say she'd be all right terrorizing my daughter. She'd just be all right terror, grabbing stuff, throwing it down. Like just being disruptive, wanting attention or bored or, you know, whatever. And I tell my daughter, when she knew that, I'd be taking it personally. And I forget that she's 1.5 years old. I take it as an assault on my integrity and character. And that may or may not be the case. And even if it is, you know, get over it already. But she came in last night. She came in last night. It was just me and her. I can see her way she's looking at me. A little bit apprehensive, and that's good. You know, that she loosened up. And we play, but I can see how she'll come in the room. She'll see some stuff she knows she ain't supposed to mess with. And she'll stop. And she'll look at me with them eyes. And I'll be looking her dead right back in the face, and I go, you know. Or she'll do something that she knows she ain't supposed to do. You know, and the way she plays it off. In fact, I'm in the room, just waking up or something, and she out there screaming and screaming. I walk out there, I didn't have to say a word. I just walk out there and looked at her, and she stopped. The only thing she wanted, was to play with the phone and watch her Cocoa Melon. And I think it's because she had that phase where she got to learn how to eat. And not, you know, I think she'd be hungry. So she got to learn how to sit down and eat. You know, and not be wanting to do it herself and that. She got to get some food in her. I think she might be cranky. She running around. And not eating. Not that she's not malnourished or anything, just, you know, how much better you feel when you got a full belly. Same thing would happen with Jeffrey. Jeffrey was really young, like 6, 7, 8 months or six. He wasn't even like crawler yet. Fussy, 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 fussy. And Terry just started feeding him one time. He said, I'm just going to keep feeding him until he stopped. He ate like 2 jars. And it was just happy. We was like, oh, live and learn. Live and learn. But with her, You know, it's no more baby food, so now you gotta sit them down and feed them. She seemed to like my food chopper food. I gave her some and it was too hot one time. I felt bad. I mean, I was scared. I can literally say scared. You know, that she got hurt or burned or something, but it was funny. You should have seen how fast she was. I ain't never seen it move that fast before. You know how sometimes you microwave something and parts of it aren't as hot as the other? She must have got a hot part. That part I'm a mess. And I'll be back in 2 months. You know, she come home yesterday. And what I did too was I be playing her Cocoa Melon. But I be having the volume at 2. Having the volume down really low. So you can almost barely, so she can hear it. You can hear her singing and stuff. But I keep the volume low in an attempt to keep the energy of the room down. Because when they put it on the TV in the living room with the sound bar and all that, and the bass, and I got all that going on, that just creates an intensity in the room. And she was mellow. You know, she sat down a couple of times, just sit there. I gave her a bottle. She sucked it down like it was nothing. And she was up. Gave her a couple of potato chips. Literally 3. Like, not even big ones. Just to, you know, give her something. Took her outside. We went outside during my break. Got to go outside in her nightgown. No shoes. In the dark. She don't like dark time that much. She stayed close. She didn't like dark time that much. She stayed close. And then her and Kari, the dog, was ready to go in the house. It was like ready to go in the house. I was like, okay. Because I was just sitting on the porch. It was so comfortable and stuff. You know, we're just out there. It's good. This was a really good 2 weeks. Very less strained and very strained. There seemed to be, now I don't want to say less stress, because that implies something. I don't want to say less stress, but less pressure, or less stress as a pressure. Not like stress from a person or an event or things happening. It's like less stress overall or whatever. You know, it was good. It was good. Like I said, the most precious place on the planet. We are here. Walking, get the car, and I think I'm gonna walk, I'm gonna get the car. Hopefully I can swing by, Mill Creek Park. I left even early, started walking. I was gonna start walking at 11. Really got out of there a little bit before 11. So I'm gonna get there before my 12 p.m. reservation. Hopefully get there early. Granddaughter now. Granddaughter should be at the house about 12:30. So, you know how that works. We'll see. Anyway, swinging on y'all two times, I'm tired. For me, for the funk. For me, for the funk. For every elementary particle that has ever existed in this or in any universe that ever was, is, or will be. It's about the totality of it all, y'all. A theory of universe. An hypothesis of all is one. My name is Jeffrey. Coming to you live from the most precious place on the planet.